starts off in Perek Hamishi. Rama says in Hilchos Tanis, Yeshom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Masanim Bahem. Mipnei Atzora Sheiru Bahem. So Rama says, Kedei La'orer Halavavos Leftoach Darkei Atshuva. Okay. So, what is interesting in the Lashon of the Rambam? The Rambam could have said, "Kedei lachzor b'tshuva, kedei shom yachzor b'tshuva." See, Rambam doesn't say that. He says, "Kedei la'ora halavavos, liftoach darkei tshuva." Okay, what is la'ora halavavos liftoach darkei tshuva? What does that mean? So, apparently, what the Rambam is saying is that that tshuva is not a not a simple matter. Tshuva is not a simple matter. That there are many many things that are involved in a person doing tshuva. Many different roots, many different ideas that a person needs in order to be chazer b'tshuva. And that's really. And that's really what the Yom HaTainus is mugdish for. That it's that a person should think about all the different ways, different approaches to make the person amenable and open to tshuva. A lot of blocks in the way, many roadblocks. And today, the Yom HaTainus really set aside for a person to to think in through many different avenues, many different approaches to tshuva. So interesting is and that's really what the slichas is. That's the slichas. The slichas is the where the Python makes use of. The Yom HaTainus approaches the Yom HaTainus and tries to move us towards tshuva. But interesting is in our slichas, so you have three three prakim, three different piyutim. And it's interesting. Each one has a different, little different theme in each one. In the first one, the theme is discernible by the conclusion of the piyut. The end of the piyut, the Python, he gives you what his main idea is, what the main theme is. So, and the slichas. So generally, I mean, slichas is a hard thing because, I mean, really we should learn it before we say the slichas. But just say it and try to understand some of the words and you don't really have time to think about it. But really, it doesn't matter, because the whole Yom is mugdish to, and that's really what the day is about. I mean, a person should involve himself today in the ideas of the Yom HaTainus. And what's ma'akev a person? What's ma'akev a person in tshuva? Well, what are the difficulties that he has to surmount to be chazer b'tshuva? But the Python has three themes over here. And the first one, the first theme in Ezkra Motzo Kasher Kra'ani B'sholosh Makos Pachodesh Hazei Kani. So he mentions the three things that occurred in this chodesh. So the first one he mentions is the Melech Yavon in Sani Lichtov Das Yavanis. So that was the Tirgum HaShivim.
Much later, no?
What? Yeah, but it doesn't want to be much later. Much later than what?
What?
Much later than what? Oh, excuse me, then what?
Then
Babel? Yeah. That's true. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, but it was Arba Tavis. So the purpose is to be ma'ora the levavos, to be chozer b'tshuva. So anything that occurred around that time that has to do with the derech of tshuva is included. That's what the Rambam is saying. That it's not a specific. It's not like a yom tif. They have like Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkot. I mean that's kavua for a certain specific. That the whole purpose of the Kviyas Hayom over here is to be Ma'or Darchei Atshuva and to deal with the idea of how we're relating, how we are relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that happened in that Zman, that's Me'ena Ma'ora, that's tied to the same theme, to that same theme, is all becomes part of the limit of the day. It's not like it's different than the Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim Kavuf is a Pesach, is Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah and Sukkot. Those are set things. But over here, the Yom HaTinus is really a Yom of reflection on how we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that's tied in to the Ashgachas Hashem, to Ashgachas Hashem Alamo, doesn't matter if it happened after the Kviyas Hayom, but it's all part of how we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's all related. That's the kiyum of the Yom HaTinus is a kiyum of tshuva. So la'or alavavos. So it doesn't matter if something happened later at a later date. It's not a specific event. It's really a generic idea, the general concept of being chozer b'tshuva. So that's why even though this happened later, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it partakes of the same theme and the same idea. So it's something that we're mechuyev to think into, and to arrive at a logical and appropriate way of thinking about it in terms of assessing our worth before God. Yes, where we stand before God, yes.
Doesn't the Yom HaTinus cause the Midas Hashem to come out?
The Yom HaTinus?
In other words, that it doesn't, you're right, it's not time specific. It really, the act of the being fasting, in effect, and being mispalel, causes Hashem to exhibit the midas rachamim.
If we're chos b'tshuva, if we're not chos b'tshuva, doesn't mean anything. There's no meaning. It's only because we're chos b'tshuva. But how are we chos b'tshuva? By analyzing our situation. So one of the elements. So that's why all the elements in the chodesh are all brought in, because when a person thinks about the Zman, anything that's nigrar, that's brought along with the Zman, that has to do with this theme, with this idea of Ashgachas Hashem Alamo, so that's part of the whole concept of the Yom HaTinus, because the essence of the Yom HaTinus, like I said, is not a specific event that's kavua. It has to do with the whole relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So how we stand before Kadosh Baruch. So that's why the Python brings in all the things that are tied to the Zman, to the Chodesh. So and he analyzes them, and then he analyzes them, brings them, he mentions them, he analyzes them, and then he tells you what to do with it. Like what's the, so now that you have it, so what does it mean? So where do you put it in your mind? What's the result of it? What's the upshot of it? So he mentions the three things. The one thing is the Das Yevanis, that we're forced to translate the Torah, which means basically, why was that such a terrible thing? Because on the surface, on the contrary, that really we're supposed to, when we enter Yisrael, the tzivu was to lichtav alavonim to metagim and shivim loshim. That's the purpose of it. But over here was melech yavan and sani lichtav das yavanis. So it means to say the Torah went out of our control. And it was something which they couldn't fail to recognize because it was such a powerful entity, and they recognized it, but they took it out of our rishus and they distorted it for their own purposes, and actually they used it against us. We lost total control over it. It was distorted to the point where that became something which was distorted in a way that they used it and turned it against us. And that's what the Umos Olam did, basically. That's basically what they did. They couldn't deny it because it was too great. So they took it and they distorted it and took it out of Arishus and twisted it and used it against us. That's the first thing. That obviously signifies a terrible ashgacha, that the Torah which was given for us for the greatest bracha was converted because of achatoyim, was converted and taken out of our rishus and used against us. That's the first thing he mentions. Then the second thing he mentions, he says, Torah, Torah, bo anosein imre shefer, hu Ezra sofer. So what is the question, what's the significance of Mises Ezra sofer? I mean, we don't make Yom HaTinus on Mises Tzadikim. I mean, the Sof Kol Adam Lomos, and that's Derech Olam. But the Mefarshim say that the reason is because Ezra was really Malachi, and that was the end of the Tekufa of Nevoah. What? Yes, it was the end, but the end of Nevoah. That after that there was Siluk Nevoah. So I just want to mention something about the Siluk Nevuah. What's the significance of the fact that there was no Nevuah? I mean, what does that mean to us, that there's no more Nevuah? Okay, we have plenty of Nevi'im, and we can sit and learn Lolam Void, the different Nevi'im that we have. Okay, so what is the significance of the loss of the Nevuah? So you have a Rambam first Chelek. The Rambam, the well-known Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says in Parakeh, in the end of Parakeh, so the Rambam says, Shema Toma V'alo Kodesh Baruch Hu Yadeh Kol Ma Sheyeh V'Kodem Sheyeh Yeda Shezeh Yetzadik Rasha Lo Yeda. So the Rambam's well-known question. So how could there be Bechira Chofshis if there's Yediyas Hashem? And Yediyah means something which is determined by causation. So that would imply that there is no free will. So the Ram says that he says the answer to this is that Kvar Bi'arnu Beperek Sheni Milchus Sodei HaTorah Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Eini Yodea Miyediyah Sheichutz Mimenu Kibnei Adam Shehem V'daitam Shnayim. The Yediyas Hashem, he doesn't see things outside of himself. Like we study, we have a mind, and our intellect studies phenomena that are outside of ourselves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his das is not like that. Elohu Yisala Shmo V'daito Echad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his das are one. He says, V'ein daito shel odom yecholo lahasig dover ze'al buryo. And a person can't really conceive of that idea completely. He could say it, he could enunciate it, he could put it into a logical category, but to really perceive it is impossible for a human being. He says, "Shein koch b'adam lahasig v'limtzo amitas abare, shenemar ki leirani adam v'choy, kach ein koch b'adam lahasig v'limtzo taitel shel bare." Hu shanavi yomar ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem v'lo da'acheichem d'rochoy. So he says, the Ram says, yeah, so the Ram says, that's why that's no question. Because if the, it's true that if a person would be able to ascertain something in the future and he would do it properly and correctly, it would be based on causation. And if it was based on causation, so then there couldn't be any freedom involved in that future event. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das is different than our Das, and we can't even understand exactly in our minds, we can't apprehend what the nature of that Das is. So therefore, God's Das is not like our Das, that we look and we study phenomena and we uncover causation. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Das is completely different, above, qualitatively differentiated. So the thing is what is Nevuah really? What is Nevuah? See, Nevuah really, when we receive something through Nevuah, what does it mean? It means to say that we are recipients of that Das. See, we're recipients of that Das in certain instances. That's really what Nevuah is. So Nevuah, that's why the Rambam says that the idea of Malachim is the second most important idea in Yadus. Of course, without Malachim, there wouldn't be any Nevuah. Because Malachim is the vehicle through which this Das is conferred upon us, is made known to us, because it's not something that we could do with our Das, no matter how intelligent we are, no matter even the most intelligent person could never have that kind of a knowledge. So because that's Das of our Sidus, and the Das of our Sidus is conveyed to us through the institution of Nevuah. So what does that mean? So that means that Nevuah really is something which has a great significance. It's a great significance. It means to say, it shows you the level of our relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to have access to this kind of a Das, it's a different realm of Das. Different realm of Das. It's a different kind of Das. And that fact, the existence of Nevuah, means that we're on a certain level that we're roi for that kind of a yediyah, for that kind of a perception. It's a special kind of relationship, a special kind of relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what Nevuah is. So the loss of Nevuah implies clearly a breach and a break in our standing and our deservedness to be able to be recipients of this Das Hashem. Of this Das Hashem. It's a whole different kind of a knowledge. It's a different kind of a hashgacha, which shows that our level is completely deteriorated from what originally it was. The nature of our status has changed completely, and now these doors have been closed to us. So it shows us that we've moved away. We've moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what that's the tragedy. That's really why the Paiton mentions the loss of the Torah of Torah Bar Nosei Emre Shofar. who Ezra Sofer, is the loss of the last of the Nevi'im. Yes?
How does it help me if the Nevi has that knowledge?
Has it helped you?
I mean, I'm not the Nevi. The Nevi has this.
Yeah, but the Navi makes the Navi's misnabe because of Klal Yisrael. So we, Klal Yisrael, the Chazal says, that the Nevuah doesn't come to a Navi only because of Klal Yisrael. So if we are living on the proper level, so then we're roy for this. For this gift of Nevuah. So it means to say that is something that a person should be misabel on, that Klal Yisrael has to be misabel on, because now that realm has been closed off to them. So it means that we're not deserving of that anymore. So that itself is something which should cause a person to realize that he's in an inferior state, and he's removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that demands that we should feel in a state of avelus. It's a tragedy. That is an essential tragedy. Okay. So there are tragedies that we feel emotionally because of tzoros. That's one kind of tragedy. That's one kind of negative ashgacha. But there is, what the Paitan is saying is that you have to be sensitive also to something, even though it's not painful. I mean, it might not be something which causes us tsar. The fact that we don't have the voice is not something that causes us tsar. But only a fool reacts only to tsar. A person that's a chacham has to react and feel sadness when he realizes that intrinsically his state has been lowered, and he's not in the same status before God as he was before. So he's rochok me Hashem. That should cause a person to grieve. It should cause a person to be misabel. So that's what the Paitan says. That's the second tragedy. Yes.
Is this a qualitative notion or a quantitative notion? The point of the matter is that Klal Yisrael is vouchsafed with Nevuah, and the definition of Nevuah that's kept in Tanakh is Nevuah L'doros. So the fact that the Nevuah is not immediate, but we are living on the Nevuah.
So we have the
Tanakh.
No, you're right. But what it demonstrates is that it's not simply that we're the beneficiaries of Nevuah, because that we always are. Of course, you have the Torah, so we're the beneficiaries of Nevuah. But Nevuah is something which is a natural phenomenon for Klal Yisrael when they're on the correct level. So if we don't have that, so that means it's like we're missing a faculty. There's a faculty that's missing. It's not just, that's what I'm saying, it's not that we're being misabel on the loss of an idea, you see. That's not the point here. That's not the point. Of course, if there's Nevuah, there's always ideas that we're missing, that we don't have Nevuah. But the mere fact that we don't have Nevuah is itself something which is a tragedy. Because it means that we're not deserving of it, and our status before God is not as it should be. And we're rochok from it. So if a person realizes that he's nisrachek, me'akadosh baruch hu, it has to cause him sorrow. It has to cause him. If it doesn't, then he's a fool. I mean, he has no sheiches to tell. But if a person is a chacham, that itself is something which has to cause a person to grieve. That he's nisrachek from akadosh baruch hu. And Nevuah is the measuring rod. If we're living properly, so then we have Nevuah. If we're not, then we don't have Nevuah. That's the fact. And conversely, if we don't have Nevuah, then it means we're not living properly. So that's what the Paitan says. That's the second thing. So the loss of Nevuah is not the mourning over an object. It's the mourning over the reflection of our state. That's what the loss of the voice. So that's what the Python says. That's the second thing. Yes. The two are related. The two are related. They're not identical, but they're related. In the first one, what we're saying is that it is also a reflection. The fact that Tirgum HaShivim is not said because of the effects. That's said also, but there's more. It's more than that. The Tirgum HaShivim is the sadness of the Tirgum HaShivim is the fact of what it reflects about the Ashgacha Hashem, that the Torah which we were supposed to really have charge over, and was the means, the medium through which we're supposed to enlighten the world, was converted, was taken away. Our whole shlichus, as in terms of Klal Yisrael, was bottle. Wasn't this bottle? That's what it means. We were supposed to be targain to Shivim Umos. And that's really our purpose in our existence as an Am Kadosh. And what happened was exactly the opposite. That they took it and they twisted it and converted it and used it as a klal for Klal Yisrael. So that also has a deeper reflection. It's not simply the effects of it, but it's the concept that we must have gone terribly astray for this to happen, for the Ashgacha to allow this to happen. We must have veered off the course completely. That the very course that we were supposed to traverse, the very course that we were supposed to take, was nishapech, was turned against us. So this shows a serious defect in us. But both of them have that common idea that you're looking for, namely that it's a reflection of the status, the unfortunate status of the Ummah Yisraelis. That's really what the Am Kadosh. That's really what both things show. Both ideas reflect that concept. You see, that's what the Python is bringing out. The Python is teaching us what to be misabel about and where to look for the tragedy. Where a person has to be a chacham to be able to identify a tragedy. A person who's not a chacham, he feels something's wrong. I mean, he senses something's wrong. He just reacts to the effects. But a chacham really sees deeper into what the state of affairs really is, and what's the real idea that we should focus on in terms of the tragedy. And the Tirgum HaShivim is when you understand Tirgum HaShivim, it really. The tragedy of Tirgum HaShivim is a tragedy in terms of our whole purpose of our existence. And the Siluk Nevuah is the same thing. Siluk Nevuah means we're not the Am Hashem. We're not the Am Hashem that we're supposed to be. The Am Hashem is supposed to have Nevuah. And that's, we're supposed to be in, we're entitled to access to this specific Das Hashem, which is a das and a form of knowledge that can only be that can only reach us through very specific methods, and we're only zocha to that if we live according to the prescribed method of our existence, and if we veer away, so then we lose it. So the availus is that we're the lowliness of our status and how we've lost it. We've lost it. That's basically what it is. We lost the whole essence of our existence. Not a small thing. Yes.
And you're saying the significance of the break after Ezra. So is it that the, you're talking about the level?
No. What it means is, let me put it this way. The first thing the Python mentions, the Das Yavonis, that really is a failure in terms of our mission. That shows you how we failed and how it turned against us. Okay. The second one is like the loss of a faculty. It's like the loss of a faculty. Like it's like if a person would lose a faculty of his body. That means a faculty of the am is nevuah. We've lost a faculty. So that's the tragedy. It means we were created to have a certain faculty of nevuah in the nation, and we don't have it. So that's the tragedy. Okay. Did I answer your question or something? No, irreversible, no. That's why we say in the Moshe Mashiach, Nevuah, that's what does the Ram say about Moshe Mashiach? The Ram says the Nevuah will return. Isn't that what the Ram says?
Right.
In Nochas Melachim, that the Nevuah will return to Klal Yisrael. That's really the mark of the Gula Asidah, that the Nevuah will return. What do you mean the Nevuah will return? Because it belongs to us. I mean, if we function properly, we're entitled to it. It's a component of our existence. We're missing a necessary component of our existence because we were in the Sirachik Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. We have to understand what it means. Yes. There's a lot of that's your Gimel Midas. I mean, Erech HaPayim. Even though in the time of Eliyahu Navi and Elisha, the Klal Yisrael was on a very low level. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marachaf, Erech HaPayim. So he was Merachim on us. But you see, apparently we still, for whatever reason, we still were deserving of the Nevuah. But once there's a Silat Nevuah, then it's clear cut that we were cut off. We were cut off because of our ways. Derech HaChaim. So that's what the Python is saying. Okay. The third. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. So the third thing that he mentions is what the Rambam says, that the ear was brought into matzah, and once the conditions of the ear changed, so then the pursuit of chachma became infringed upon. The city couldn't function anymore, and that's the loss. The loss is that the pursuit of Chachmas HaEmes, the pursuit of the Emes is neder. It's not available. So an individual can't, even in terms of the Chachma itself, aside, never mind the Vua, or the purpose of our existence, but even that which is the most necessary ingredient in a human being's life, which is pursuit of the Emes, has become unavailable to us.
That's the
grieving, that's the avelus on this day that the ear was brought into matzah and matzok. That was the zman, the tkufa, that it stopped. That's when it stopped. That's when the ear ceased to function. So a person cannot pursue chachma, a person cannot pursue chachma anymore in the true manner that it was meant to be. That is not available to us anymore. And that is the greatest makkah. That's the greatest makkah. Yeah. No, can't do it. Because you don't have the situation. It's not possible. It doesn't mean that no one can perceive the emes. That's not what it means. But we have to look at it. You have to look at it in a mature way. And the mature way is, the correct way is that in terms of the whole klal, the loss is immense because the emes is nedar. And even those few yechidim through the doros that were zochet to see the emes, but they would have seen it, they would have gained more. Because they would have had the situation. If you don't have the good situation, so it's true that doesn't mean that nobody can have any emes. I mean, a person has some akim, but to the degree and the manner and the method that was meant to be, the answer is no, not possible. It's not possible. Yeah.
Well, according to this.
Let me put it this way.
What else is.
The question is, are there gradations? Like, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, we should be misabo a little bit. It shouldn't be that bad. And then we should have a worse, and then a worse. No, the answer is they're all the same. That's what Ram says. Ram says, Yesh yom yomim shekol Yisrael misanim b'hem b'nei atzoros she'iru b'hen kidei la'orer ha'levovos liftoach darkei atshuva. There's no such thing as liftoach mikzas darkei atshuva, and then on another day we'll be paseach the kol darkei atshuva. That's not possible. It is. It's not taping?
It's okay. Is the internet thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So, there's no such thing as. So there's no such thing as saying that today is only Asar B'Tevis, but I'll save up the real Avelis for Tisha B'Av. That's not true. Every day, each day demands a full avelos. There's no such thing. You have to poseh darkei tshuva because of tshuva Hashem. There's no such thing as tshuva mamixas. But each day has.
They said a Tisha B'Av in a different way.
Yeah, Tisha B'Av. There's a reason why Tisha B'Av is the way it's structured. But there's no difference between Tisha B'Av, the function of Tisha B'Av, and the function of Asar B'Teves. They're both identical. And you can't say I'll do more tshuva on Tisha B'Av and I'll do less tshuva on Asar B'Teves. That's not possible. It's not any less. It's different. It's set up differently. The way the Chum set it up is set up differently because they're, like I said, like the Ram says, liftoach, it's la'orer ha'levovos. La'orer ha'levovos. And liftoach darche atshuva. So la'orer ha'levovos, so Tisha B'Av has its own uniqueness. It's Ma'ora Levavos, it has in its own identity. But in terms of gradations, there's no gradations. They're all equally serious. There's no difference. It's just one, it's just, that's what Ram says. La'ora Levavos, Leftoach Darkei Tshuva. It means that to do tshuva is a hard thing. There are many, many blocks and many difficulties. And each one has its own unique method of being Ma'aradar Hashuva. But the recognition of the tragedy has to be complete on each one. Can't be mixas. No, that's not possible. Then there's no La'aradar Hashuva. So there's no La'aradar Hashuva mixas. Must be complete. No difference in today and Tisha B'Av. Absolutely no difference. The day of Tisha B'Av was set aside, La'aradar Hashuva, same thing today. There's absolutely no difference. There's no gradations. Yes.
What is that in terms of
Avelis? That's a different. It's Avelis.
How is that?
Today's Avelis.
Today's
Avelis
also?
Yeah, Avelis, absolutely. Yeah.
Eli?
Yes. Yes.
Eli?
Yes.
So how come?
I'm trying to explain to you that the halachic structure has to fit the event. And it has to be appropriate to the event. But that doesn't mean that the Gavra, in terms of the Gavra, there's no difference. Doesn't mean the Gavra is any weaker today than he is on Tisha B'Av. It's not any weaker. You understand what I'm saying? In terms of the structure, Tisha B'Av demands a certain structure. But in its function of La'ora Darche Atshuva, La'ora Alavavos, it's equal. There's no. That's not subject to a degree. It's not subject to a variation of degree. It'll be less of a degree today and a greater degree then. That's not possible. Then there's no tshuva. That's not tshuva. Tshuva has to be complete. Okay? But each one demands the appropriate structure for what it's related to. That's something else. Tisha B'Av demands a Yom HaTinus, a complete Yom HaTinus. But and if you didn't have the Yom HaTinus, then you wouldn't be doing it justice, and on the contrary, you'd be going against the Darkei Tshuva. But in terms of La'ora Darkei Tshuva, that they're all equal. It's not any less today than it is on Tisha B'Av. even though the people don't look like that, because people just look at the effects. So today the fast is over at 5:20 and it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. But so it seems that it's less. But that's what I mentioned before. that only a fool judges by effects. You have to look into the essence of the thing. In terms of the essence of the thing, it's not any less serious. It's not any less serious. It's just as serious. Okay. So that's what the Python put together. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. The Python later, he adds a fourth one. See, he says, because he says, "Patzti al arbatan." What's the four? Because he says, "Bevo elai apolit lemor huksa ha'ir." So it's interesting. He starts off b'shalosh makas b'chodesh hazeikani, but then he says, "Patzti al arbatan." So apparently, what the Python is saying is that it's true that this yom is koveya. It is koveya itself as man of avelus, because the function of the ear ceased because the ear was under siege, but it can't fail to bring to mind huksoi that ultimately was destroyed. So he says that's why, even though it's in this month it's three, but you can't think of the smichas, the melech bavo, and not think of the ultimate outcome. So therefore, that too is nigra, is included in to be ma'ora dachetshuva. You see, that's what I'm saying. The whole, that's what the Rambam really, in that phrase, the Rambam used. He explained the whole thing, and that's why anything that's nigra, that's involved in this idea, and in the avelus of our state of existence before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all a part of the day. It's all a part of the day. There's no specific event. See, that's what the Python said. So he even include Huxoyer. But interesting is, then he says, Siddiq Adin, he says, Luchetz Belibi Arisi, Tzoros Al-Ela Keverli Karisi, Tzadik Hashem Kifim Arisi. So what is it? What is his end? What has he end off the piyut? He says, "Re'ei anyi ushma kol pigiyasi, shma tchinasi chishna yeshuasi al talei mazach al rafchasi l'shavasi." And he concludes, "Yerach teves maod lo kisivo v'nishtanu alai sidrei nisivo." Okay, so rarti pashati yigala li tuvo. Ha'omer layom ad posavo. Ha'omer layom ad posavo. That's his final statement. So what does it mean, ha'omer layom posavo? So the tchina, really, this is the first tchina we say, its emphasis is on one thing. It's not asking, of course, it'd be nice if we could have the gula shlema, but he's asking at first for a small thing. That yigala li tuvo ha'omer layom ad posavo. That's like the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Kel shakai. Kel sha'omer la'olam dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined the quantity of the universe. Yom adai letzarosai. Yom adai letzarosai. So it says ha'omer layom ad posavo. He's saying that he concludes the tchina with the tefillah that it shouldn't get any, we shouldn't have any more tzaras. We shouldn't have any. That's what Chazal say, that a person should be mispallel first for a small thing. But why for a small thing? Because it means if you mispallel for the big thing, you overlook something. You can't overlook anything. That's what Ram says. Lo'orer halavavos means you can't overlook things. Just right away, let's ask for the gula shlema. No. That's not the way it goes. You have to look into every dimension. And every dimension is a different concept, and has a different sense to it. You know what I mean? A different feeling, a different meaning to it. So what he's saying over here is that first, you see, why do tzoros come upon us. Tzoras come upon us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something, that we're off the track, that we should be chozer b'tshuva. So if a person is immune to the tzoras, he doesn't sense the tzoras, so then more tzoras come. That's what the pasuk in the Torah. And Techu Mikeri, Valachti Afani Machem Bachamas Keri, Yesafti Liasraschem, Sheva Kachatoy Seichem. So that's where the Python is coming from. First step. In other words, what he says is simply that b'schus of the fact that we're makir the tzoros, we shouldn't have any more tzoros. Because if we're not makir the tzoros, so then the tzoros didn't do anything. We're a waste. So then we can be sure that there'll be more tzoros. There'll be more tzoros. So the Python, that's his first step. Very intelligent step. Because like I say, you can't just jump to the conclusion. You have to perceive every aspect. So the first tchina, his first tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'amar l'olam dai yom adai l'tzarosai, which means that through the recognition of the tzoros, the recognition of the tzoros themselves is the greatest vehicle to prevent further tzoros. To prevent further tzoros. Because that's what the tzoros is for. And if we don't realize the tzara, if we turn away from the tzara, so then we could be sure that we'll have more tzaras. So that's the first thing he's mispoken for. First thing, interesting thing. It doesn't miss a step, doesn't jump to a conclusion. But the first thing is we have tzaros, we recognize the tzaros, and what's the most immediate, most basic value in that? That the tzara served its function. That the tzara served its function, and since it served its function, there's no need for more tzaras. That's his conclusion. That's what he says. Ha'omer layom ad posavo. Ad posavo. This is the goal. Stop here. Let's see. That's the first period. Okay? Yeah.
This explains why we...
In other words, it's not simply... What he means is that's the fulfillment of the objective of the tzara. He's expressing that there shouldn't be any more tzaras, but simultaneously, there's a deeper idea in what he's saying. What he's saying is that is the whole fulfillment of the objective of the tzaras, because the tzaras have an objective. And the objective of the tzaras is that we should realize, have this realization. And if we have the realization, then there's no need for further tzaras. But he's expressing that idea by saying there shouldn't be any more tzaras, meaning that we should realize what the tzaras are. And that realization is really the whole objective and purpose of why the tzaras came upon us. So the primary thing is to understand the tzaras. Not to try to get out of the tzara. Everybody wants to just get out of the tzara. What the Python says is, you don't just get out of a tzara, you have to go into the tzara. Understand what the tzara is and analyze it and realize it. And if you go into the tzara, that's the way out of the tzara. But just to remove yourself from it and get out of it, want to get out of it, that's nonsense. That's just vavel. Okay. Absolutely right. I mean, that's what the Python, that's part of what he's saying. That's Omar Layam at Posavo, exactly. That means that if they would have assessed it, then when the function of the ear ceased, so then if they would have been Chos B'Shuva, then that was an opportunity. That's correct. But it didn't work out that way. They didn't do it, so they lost it. But the loss is is an irreversible loss. I mean, it's in terms of the loss. The loss is irreversible. You can't. Everybody wants to think that you could just undo things, but you can't undo centuries of existence. You can't do that. We lost. It is a loss that's irreversible. A definite, permanent loss. A loss of centuries. So even though we maintain that ultimately there'll be a Gula Asida, but it doesn't mean Gula Asida doesn't just mean that we're just looking forward to jump out of this and everything's going to be wonderful. I mean, we have to understand the tragedy. We have to understand tragedy was a result of our Chatayim. And a tragedy occurred, and it's real. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The second one has a different theme. Okay. Yeah. The second one doesn't go into the events. Doesn't go into the events, but it goes into our condition. Our condition. That Nishanu Keinov, Hayinu Ki Yesomim. So the Manisa Orcha Zekama Shomim V'Yomim Beis Yaakov Levizo Lalagu Leizo Vo'ir Alizo L'Matoy Chromim. So he goes through the state. But what is this? What is the theme of the second one? The theme of the second one is, of course, as always, Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem, Ono Lekekedem, but then he gets into the specific how. Chazkenu biyirasecha, uvekiyum torasecha, ufaktenu biyishuasecha, keil malerachim. So what is the theme over here? What is the second theme? The second theme is that the realization of our state, brings us to a kind of a trina, a kind of a tefillah. And what is that tefillah? And that tefillah is, you see, that we recognize that in everything we do, we're in need of the Ashgacha. And even in being Chozer B'Tshuva. So, like the Rambam says, that like David HaMelech was Mispahol, that his chatoyim shouldn't lead him to total devastation. That the Ashgacha should help him and should set forth circumstances so that he could be chozer b'tshuva and see the emes. Because what does Gemara say? Yitzhar misgala b'chol yom v'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozra lo yochalo. So we need tefillah simply in order to be able to be chozer b'tshuva. That the situation of tshuva should avail itself, should make it available to us. So in every area we need the Ashgacha. So the second one, that's the theme of the second piyut. The theme of the second piyut is that we recognize the tragedy, we recognize our state. And since we want to be removed from the state, Chadesh Yemeinu, but the method is, first, what is the method? The method is to think in terms of tshuva and to recognize that even tshuva is not biyadeinu. Even tshuva is not biyadeinu completely. That it's true we have bechira. But without the Hashgacha helping us and setting forth events and certain patterns that enable us to exercise our bechira, we can't do it. So that's the theme of the second piyut, that we should be able to be chozer b'tshuva. That's how he ends it off. Chazkenu biyirasecho v'kiyum torasecho ufakdenu biyishuasecho keil malerachim. So we recognize that the path to tshuva is a very hard one. And that is extremely important as well. It's not just for the tefillah aspect, but it's for the recognition aspect. Because insofar as a person doesn't recognize the emes, and is removed from the emes, he's removed from reality. So if a person doesn't understand what tshuva is, and he thinks it's all simply be a chalto, that he could do it completely without any assistance from the Borei Olam, so yeah, he has a wrong idea. He doesn't understand what the Yetzer Hara is. He doesn't understand the instinctual. If he doesn't understand it, so then he can't possibly come up against it. It's not possible. It's a lack in yediyah. So that's why the second piyut really brings out that idea. Because without the true ideas, we're lost. And the theme of the second one is that a person should understand that the tachbulos ha-yetzer are extremely powerful, and even though man has bechira, by the law of nature alone, he wouldn't be able to be successful. But if he is willing to be poseach the darkei atshuva, then the ashgacha will help him, will assist him, that he can exercise his bechira. But he can't do it without the ashgacha. See, that's also leftoach darkei atshuva. That's what Chazal say. The derech shodom rotzel lelech malichan asa. So it means to say that he has to be poseach the darkei atshuva. Is like Chazal say, if a person opens up the door kepischa shel machat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poseach kepischa shelom. So it means to say, but he has to. So he has to exercise his bechira in the small manner in which it's available to him at the time. But this is not just a dvar musar. It's a dvar sechel, because it means that the person has to understand the battle that he's up against, and it's not a simple matter. So if he thinks it's a simple matter, then he has to fail, because he doesn't know reality. The only way the person can be successful is through yediyah and through chachma. If he misjudges, he can't be successful. That's the second theme. Very significant idea. You see the way the Python really hits on yesodos. An interesting, amazing thing. The last one.
Yeah,
yes.
It's funny. You would think that the second Piyut, I mean, it's hard to understand it.
Well, the thing, they're not the same Piyutonim. But but I think the order was good. I think the way they were masader it is very good. Because the first thing is really to hit the person. La'ora ha'levavos is to hit the person with a tragedy. Have an understanding of the tragedy. That's the first thing. There's a derech of la'ora ha'levavos. And then once he has that, now he has to move. Now he has to do something. And in order to do something, he has to have a certain idea, a certain knowledge of how to approach it. So that's why they put the second one there. Second one is very good. The order is very good. Because you have to follow the order of La'ora ha'levavos. And that's the order. You can't start off you're saying you want to do tshuva. I mean, it's very nice, but you always want to do tshuva. But you have to start off with a recognition of the tsar that you're in, the tsara. And the first one presents the seriousness of the reduction of our status. That's what has to hit a person as most severe, and the essence of what the tragedy is. And now the question is to get started on tshuva. So now he starts off with the correct idea of what exactly the individual is up against in going against the etzas yetzar, going against the instinctual world. So that's extremely important that he understands the power of the yetzar and the method that he has to use in order to be successful. Okay, so the order is good. Yes. Somebody mentioned a very good pshat. I see in Hashiveinu, you're asking for tshuva. That's really the bracha on tshuva. Right? So why do you start off with Hashiveinu v'inu l'sarasecha? Why don't you just start off Hashiveinu v'shuva shalom l'fanecha? But the answer is because there can't be any tshuva without Torah. Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, then the korveinu malken levarasecha. But without Torah, without chachma, you can't just do tshuva. That's what you must all of them have an idea like that. That's nonsense. Has to be only with chachma. So without Torah, there's no tshuva. I forgot who said it. Somebody said it. Good shot. So the last theme, the last one is very interesting. it's a different author again, but the theme is interesting. It says, Avosai ki botchu b'shem elokei tzuri, godlu v'tzlichu v'gam osu peri. Omeis hu dochu v'holchu imo keri, hoyu holoch v'chosar ad ha-chodesh ha-siri. Okay. It's a beautiful way it ties in, yeah. Chodesh ha-siri. Basir al-chodesh, somach mel-abavo, v'tzor al-ir ha-chodesh. Okay. And he goes through the tragedy again. I mean, it's a different Python, like I said. But what is the underlying theme? You see, this is a refrain. You come back again after every one. It's responsive. Yeah, it's a pismon. It's a pismon. So you always say it's a pismon. You always say you go back and say avosai ki votru, because that's the central theme. So what is this? What is the central theme over here? what is the central yisod in this one? Whatever you say the events, and then you go back and say the theme again. What is the theme? The avosai ki votru. Avosai ki votru b'shem elokei tzuri, godlu v'tzir v'gam osu peri. But may esu dochel v'olchum akeri, hayu holoch v'chosar. Yeah, what is he saying basically? What's the idea? But what is the underlying, what do you have to underline over here? The word you have to underline is batchu. Batchu. Avosai ki batchu b'shem elokei tzuri. That there was bitachon. Then they were successful. So what does he mean? What does it mean? What he's telling you is a yesod in general, of course. All these yesodas are yesodas in the chayim in general. But this is la'ora levavos. It means that you could trace everything, every mistake that a person makes can be traced to one cause. What is that cause? The cause is that he loses his perspective. It's a loss of perspective. Because bitachon means not that the person negates the secondary causes. The person has to in this existence, we have to only use derech hateva. I mean, that's it. So we have to use causation. But the amount of the energy and sense of security that the person has because of can be placed either in the secondary causes or in the real cause, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his everything is dependent totally on where he stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the secondary causes, that's true, they work derech hateva, and we have to employ derech hateva, but the sense of security can't be in those things. The sense of security is the ikar of schar v'onesh, which means to say that every chait can be traced to that distortion where the individual doesn't want to. He turns away. Why doesn't he like the cause of all causes? Why doesn't he like to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the existence of all existences, why? The reason is because he doesn't want to face himself. Because he doesn't want to face himself. So by that's basically the chait of Adam Rishon. It's the chait of Adam Rishon. Vayishmas kol Hashem Elokim esal b'gam l'ruach hayom v'yischabe Adam v'ishto. Because man by nature doesn't, it's not that he doesn't recognize logically. It's not a logical failure. But, of course, it requires chokhmah to, and then there's endless chokhmah in understanding it. But the reason why the person likes putting his faith in the secondary causes is because it frees him from facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do. So he turns away. So he'd rather say, now I see this is working naturally, I have it, it's all in the bag, that's it. Why? Because, not because he's stupid, but because the emphasis and his security being in this gives him a certain freedom of mind, that he doesn't have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to be in the world of Schar V'Onesh and the recognition that everything is tolui in how he stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ultimate determinant, nothing else, you see. So that's really the Yom HaTainus. That's the Yom HaTainus. The Yom HaTainus is where he removes himself from that escapism. From that escapism. That he can't face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really tshuva. On Hashem. On Hashem. It means that he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's really the theme of the last piyut. Avosai ki vodchu b'shem elekei tzuri. When the betachen was in the Shem Hashem, and Yediyas Hashem, and Ashgachas Hashem, and the recognition that everything ultimately depends on the Shem elekei tzuri and nothing else, then they were successful. But the moment they were hutchu, they removed themselves, and then they turned away. Then they brought the tragedy. So this piyut really is a tremendous, tremendous yisod. It's really the yisod achayim. That is the nesoyon and achayim. The nesoyon is not to go away from the natural law, to make believe it doesn't exist. That kind of escapism. That's against kol ha'Torah kulo. But to engage, to recognize that we must engage our chachma in derech ha-teva, but at the same time the recognition that it's all tolui, everything is tolui in schar v'onesh and what our level is before the Boreh Olam. And that's the ultimate. If we have Yedias Hashem, Vayi David b'chol drachav maskil bar Hashem imo. The correct derech achayim. But in the correct derech achayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. That's like the Rambam says in the end of the Maor Nebuchim. The explanation of what he means in Hilchas Tshuva, where he says every person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean every person can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? That's not, well, come be so like Moshe, it's not possible. But what it means is every person on his level could live in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in his mind. Always in his mind. That he never turns away and places his faith in the secondary causes. But he always is aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing that matters. And his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is the essence of his existence. That's really what the piyut is. That's the piyut. So you see, the three piyutim are three themes in Yesodei Ados. Yesodei Ados, very beautiful the way the piyut is put together. So it's really moving. If the person really thinks into it, it's a different Yom HaTainus. It's a different Yom HaTainus. Yes. Well, tzur always means the one that you put your faith in. Tzur echesavah. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of your dependence on him. You see, that's what the term tzur means. Okay. Tzur chasoyuvah. Yes. Mida keneged mida is to learn something from. So that's basically what we're saying. The mida keneged mida means that if this mida is so serious, then the chait must be serious. That's mida keneged mida. So if our whole objective is to bring Chachmas Hashem to the world, and it's reversed, so then we're failed. Then we failed essentially in a great mida. That does reflect that is mida keneged mida. It means we failed in a great way, because this mida keneged mida means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a great onesh for a small of error. If it's a great onesh, it's a series of error. The question was in Vayichal. Vayichal is two tefillas. First tefillah is Chil Hashem, Lama Yom Mitzrayim Lemar. Okay, Baro Tzion. And that's a Shuv Mecharon Apecha, because Laman Shemo, that's Chil Hashem. And Zachor Lavram Litzchak Sol Avadecha is Chusavos. That's a different tefillah. Well, the way Chazal interpreted that there's a lot of aspects to the tefillah, so Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't just simplify it. But one aspect is that, like Chazal said, that the Klal Yisrael cannot continue to exist without the three of us. Without the three of us. So Zachor Lavadecha LaAvram LiYitzchak LaAvram LiYitzchak LiYaakov. So without the three of us, Klal Yisrael can't exist. So that was the second thing, was that that was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said V'esa Oschol L'Gai Gadol. But without the avos, and then the kim of the avtocha to the avos, that was a different tefillah. One tefillah was the first part of tefillah was Chil Hashem. Okay, Chil Hashem. And the second part of tefillah was the Havtocha to the Avos. Havtocha to the Avos. No, because Shuv Mecharon HaPecho means that Chil Shema Gadol, there's nothing worse than that. That's the most powerful tefillah. So Shuv goes right after that. Then there's something else, but there's nothing less than that. That's the greatest thing. That's primary. Chil Shema Gadol is the worst thing. And Kiddush Hashem is the greatest thing. So that's the Yisod. That's why Kiddush Hashem is in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, because that's the greatest Yisod. I mean, so that's why right after that he says Shuv Mecharon HaPecho. You can't include something else with that. They ask for more tefillahs, but this stands on its own right. This is the most powerful tefillah. That's the most powerful tefillah.